Welcome, Baubles Nation.
And beyond.
We are here. We are on location.
Yes, we are on location.
Our third podcast. Really excited for today. We are in Salt Lake City with our amazing franchisee duo, Mr. and Mrs. Parker.
Hello.
That's a fun name. Parker's a hot last name.
We like it.
Hotter when we got married.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So what, for our viewers, listeners, whoever is here, other than being Mormon, what is Salt Lake City known for?
Oh, goodness. Definitely being Mormon is number one. Mm. Green Jello.
Green Jello.
Fry sauce.
Wait, we get it back up to the green Jello.
What? I don't even know why it's green Jello. I think that might be a Mormon thing, but people that like...
Are we eating the Jello?
Yes, green Jello. I think that's like our state dessert or something like that.
Oh,
you're an expert. No states had desserts.
You're an expert.
If they had a dessert, it would be green Jello.
Dirty Diet Coke.
Dirty Diet Coke.
Tell everyone what this is, because I'm dying to
try. Dirty Diet Coke is Diet Coke, cream, coconut. I do it sugar-free, but you can do it however you like.
So like coconut milk?
Like coconut flavoring and a nice fresh lime, and it's delicious. And I swear on it, and I'm addicted to it, and I can't get it.
Sounds like a
delicious.
I hope you're not offended if I vomit.
No, I'm gonna get you one, and you're gonna love it.
Oh,
it's so good.
I'm not appetized.
On my way here every day, I stop and I get myself a Dirty Diet Coke, and that just starts my day off right. So I swear on it.
All right, well, as my husband would say, I'll try anything six or seven times.
Yeah.
So I'll try it once.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So now Salt Lake will be known for Baubles and Lace.
Totally.
So tell us your journey. How did you find Baubles and how did you bring it here?
Yeah. So I still remember the day. Well, I'll back up a little bit. So I went to Portland, Maine. I moved there kind of on a whim. My brother lived there. And I was going through kind of a sad time. And I really, really needed some retail therapy. And I would just walk around the streets, and I was searching and searching for somewhere to shop. And I always tell everyone that I went to the mall and literally started crying because there was nowhere to shop, and I was in desperate need of some retail therapy. I remember I sat in front of, what's it, like something, Gloria Jeans. It's like a coffee shop, and I just bawled. I was like, I just need to shop, and I can't find anywhere. So I remember walking down the street and looking down, and I saw the little mannequins outside. And I walked into Baubles and Lace for the first time, and I remember, I think it was Kelsey Brooks, and she greeted me, and she made me feel at home. She asked me where I was from.
And she looks like a Disney princess.
Oh, totally. Exactly. She was so cute and so welcoming, and she gave me a glass of rosé, and I remember being like, I found my people, and I immediately was just hooked on Baubles and Lace. And from there, I would just visit all the time if I needed an outfit for anything, and immediately identified as a Baubles babe. And I was looking through my emails, and I actually applied to work in the warehouse at some point. And
your?
Yeah. This is anytime it was posted, I would apply.
And this is news to me.
Yeah, I literally just found it when I was looking for.
Where is I?
And you wrote back, and you were like, you realize this position is in Marblehead, Massachusetts. And I'm like, you know what? I would take the drive.
Yeah, that's a little far.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a few hours. We've got to lock the door. I guess we didn't lock the door. Okay, so then from working in Portland, what made you decide to bring it to Salt Lake?
Yeah, so it was the Christmas party at Lolita, and I remember Megan was there, and Lindsay gifted her with some amazing gift and said that she was the first franchise. And I remember thinking in my head, I want to do this. And I remember, I want a gift. I wanted a special gift.
It's all about the gift.
No, I just remember it being a moment and being really motivated by it. And I remember on the way home, I was like, we should open a Baubles in Salt Lake. And I kind of said it as a joke, honestly, never knowing that it would come to fruition. And I don't know, the joke turned into a thought that turned into a dream. Mm-hmm. And I remember working in Portland, and Mackenzie was talking about just the franchises. And I was like, tell me more about it. And she said, she messaged Lindsay, and one thing led to another. And here we are. So
The rest is history.
Yeah.
When I first heard Salt Lake, I'm like, Salt Lake City. I mean, no offense. Yeah. I'm sorry to Salt Lake because trust me, I've done a 360 in what I thought Salt Lake was, or 180.
Yeah, 180.
Okay. Same thing. I did a, I'm a math teacher.
Same.
Yeah. And so when we did come out for the first time, I was so shocked.
We were terrified.
I was Bobbles and Salt Lake City. You know? And now I'm like, Bobbles, Salt Lake City, let's go.
And I am like a Utah, like, girly. Like, I need everyone to know when I was on the East Coast, I needed to tell everyone that I even came across for 2 seconds how amazing Salt Lake was. And so, yeah, I had to prove it to you guys.
And you said to me, they're all like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now, you have an interesting – first, I want to hear from Daddy Bobble's point of view. So, by the way, my husband has a beef to pick with you.
Yeah. He should be Daddy Bobble.
He says, I have a big problem with this Daddy Bobble's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I'm Daddy Bobble.
Yeah, Daddy Bobble. Really?
Kind of is.
And so
– Daddy, I said I would switch to Maddie Bobbles very quickly.
Okay. So, why don't you tell us your Bobbles and Lace story?
Yeah.
My Bobbles and Lace story is – just doing whatever Madison says. Literally.
Tell us more.
The best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, you got married? Let's move to Salt Lake City a month later. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
But I love how involved, not only how supportive you are in Madison's venture, but also how involved you are.
Yeah.
In the beginning, perhaps too involved. Should we tell that story?
No. Definitely. I don't know. I don't know how I do my side of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first time, so Madison said, let me back it up. So Madison said, I want you to talk to Maddie. He has some financial questions. I go, perfect. Let's talk. I go, perfect. He called me, and let me tell you, Bobbles Nation, he was mean.
Mean.
He was mean.
I was uncomfortable. I didn't want to have that.
I was upstairs, locked in my bed.
Yes.
Like shaking.
I thought my office, what did I say?
Mean. Come to my office. Matt's mean.
I go, Madison married a meanie. I did. I thought you were so mean. You were mean. You were mean. I go, you're so mean.
Yeah. We did. Update.
Yeah. Newsflash.
We did.
So how many times after that did it take?
Oh, the first time I met you was I did it. 180 people went out of 360. Yeah. I did a one.
It took less than 10 minutes. Yeah.
Good.
We're tough.
He had to be scary at first.
Yeah.
And it turns out you were completely right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
100%
right. I think you thought it was just a sorority. I think you thought it was just fun. It was just a hobby.
No, I knew enough about it. I knew like the magic that captured Madison. I like watched it happen. Like I got it. I don't know.
He had to put up a fight. Yeah,
right. Just my optimization. I was just trying to.
But then you went full in.
Yeah, that was just.
So we got a message. We got a message from Matt. This is probably like their fifth day prepping
their keys.
Yeah, they got their keys. They're prepping the store. Madison, I think you. Where were you on a girls' weekend? Mm-hmm. we get a message. We somehow see. We know Madison's away, and we see Salt Lake on the board. They're having all these sales.
And I'm like, Madison's by a pool.
I'm in Palm Springs.
So we think you're selling virtually. Maybe you're like making some virtual.
Yeah, sales. Maybe you brought like a trunk show to Palm Springs for your friends.
Yeah, what happened that day?
I don't know. I was so excited about the store. Like we had randomly had people kind of pop in. Like we were definitely not selling anything, but they were like.
And by we, you mean you?
No, this was before she arrived.
Okay, great.
So we would work on the store and we'd have the door open. We'd be like, yeah, you can. Pop around and take a look at things.
Still you.
But that day I decided I'm just going to prop the door open and see what happens. Flooding in, and it's always started with, yeah, you can poke around. I have no way to sell anything to you. I don't think I have any way to sell anything to you, but if you have to buy something, maybe we can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And this girl just had to buy stuff. And so.
So he called me, and I was a couple cocktails in by the pool, thinking it was my last weekend before I was going to work here every day. We figured it out. I taught him how to do the cells, and Oh, he crushed.
He crushed.
I was excited, like, a little bit stressed, but excited. $1,000?
Yeah.
You did great.
What?
I was like, I
stole the first thing. Oh, I stole the first
thing. You know, you can wipe your tears with that money.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Tears and those dollars.
And those clients still come back and they're asking for him, and he has all the
baubles.
Yeah, all his clients now. Yeah, he has actual clients.
You have clients. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
Lauren,
yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So when you go to the Portland Main store, there is a staple there. People go, they expect to see. And that's Moo, right? I have a funny feeling that you are so
proud. Moo, you're Moo.
You are our next. You're the
wild door. People are going to come in and be like, that's great, but where's Daddy Bob?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And is he wearing the jacket? Now, tell us about this very exciting jacket.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's the perfect way to put
this. It's Gucci. It's Gucci.
Okay.
It's not Gucci.
It's not really? Gucci.
No, it's Gucci.
One person said,
I almost died.
Is that Gucci? So I'm going with it's Gucci. Yeah. And that person was Kelsey.
So, I'm really loving the jacket with that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it makes no sense.
Effortless
I have
style.
No style.
Madison loves Madison.
Madison said she was wearing gold and everybody was doing metallic. So she sent me to a freak show store.
No, I sent him. I didn't even send him there. I sent him to Nordstrom.
And Nordstrom sent him.
He told Nordstrom that he needed to wear metallics. So they sent him to the rave store down the street. And I told him, don't go on the right side of the store because it's going to be rave clothes. And then lo and behold, that's where he found himself. And we got this jacket. And he was serious, but he wasn't even joking. He walked in so excited that this is going to be his outfit.
I don't hate it as much as I want to.
I mean, this isn't a full look. I think it with a white shirt and jeans, it'd be okay.
I'm into it.
I want to see what you could do with this.
Yeah, I do. I want to see it. I want to see it in action.
I don't. I really don't. But
yeah,
I'm not sure anyone would buy anything from you in that jacket.
No, I was like, this or is not good for the brand.
I don't know. I don't know. With Salt Lake, I don't know.
Color.
It's charming.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
It's lovable.
Moo.
Yeah.
It's Moo.
It's
Moo. The Labrador.
That's so
classic.
The staple of the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really is. I'm losing Daddy Bald and becoming Moo.
Right. You are now
Moo. By the way, you know Moo's name is spelled M-U.
Yes.
Freaks me out. I wish it was
that. That blew my mind. I don't know why. I look at her differently now.
Yeah, I do. She's way
okay. I look.
Yeah, you do too.
Yeah. I look her way differently. Mm. Well. We could shoot the shit all day, but I want to get down to just like a little bit sprinkling of business and entrepreneurship.
Okay.
As far as smarty pants odds. Mm. Yes. So Michaela's going to ask you.
Okay. This is a question actually for both of you, because this is a joint venture between the two of you. What has been the most, you know, when you're not even officially open yet? Just for everybody who knows, we're having this big grand opening this weekend, but they've been soft open. And in this process, I think with us now, we're like the conversation started a year ago. What has been the most surprising part of entrepreneurship for the both of you? Good or bad?
I mean, for me, everybody, when you say you're starting a business, everybody says it's going to be the hardest thing you ever do. And I think the biggest surprise to other people potentially, but not to me, having worked with you guys, was how I knock on wood every time I say it. It's been an absolute dream. It's been so easy. Like I feel like nothing has really gone wrong. We feel so prepared for everything.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the surprise. The surprise to me has been how easy you guys have made it for us to do this. Like, truly, like we have a very good balance of skills. We both whiff on organization and your team's ability to like keep us on task. And like, it just never felt overwhelming. It never felt.
I don't know how anyone opens a business.
Thank you. I will take that.
Yeah.
But you know, we very much give a recipe, but you guys don't discredit at all what it is that you've done and begun, because you have to do the work of it, and you very much did.
Yeah.
Your store is perfect. Your clients are already loving it. So that we didn't do this. You guys should be extremely, extremely proud of what you've built here. Yeah. And there's not an inch in my mind that doubts that you're going to be extremely, extremely profitable and happy in this life you're building. I think it's really phenomenal. I'm really happy to watch it before my very eyes.
Tell them why. Tell our listeners why you feel that way about them. Because you don't say that about everyone that we've worked with.
Oh, gosh.
I want them to know why, too. It's
important. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think you've really embraced all that we kind of are, and you get it. And you are client first. So to go from client and then to go from working with Bobbles for years, working under great leadership in the Portland store. I think you have an amazing sense of style and grace, and you just make it look easy. I've never seen you sweat.
Never.
I've never, ever seen you sweat. And I think it's really great to see how supportive you guys are with each other as well, because it's so much easier when you have help. So having your own team, you guys, you have a great teammate.
Oh yeah. And shout out to you. Like I don't know how anyone does it without having a supportive partner. You really pick up all the pieces. I couldn't have gotten this far for sure. So. Even though sometimes we bicker during this business.
But all day.
No, you make sales. You make,
you're making sales. You have clients.
Just clients.
You do it all.
I do it all.
Yeah. You work on your fashion choices, but other than that,
it seems like they're on the up and up.
Yeah, it's getting more fun.
At least we're trying to, not just doing.
Now, what is your background? Because I know you have a really impressive skill set and background that kind of has led you to here, and I think that it all kind of has brought up. It's been that build up of what you've learned.
Yeah,
it's not all that we've taught. It's kind of also what you. So what is that?
I mean,
tell us about your career.
The beginning of time, I've been a promo girl. Like my first job was like a Red Bull girl. Then my full time job.
Ones, those are the hot ones. I was the Bacardi. Yeah.
And then my full time job was.
And I'm not the Bacardi girl.
Not as hot.
I think you're hot. Well, I feel like you don't like.
That's so funny.
We'll tell that story later.
Then it led me to a Budweiser girl. That was my full-time job was a Bud girl.
What do you do with that job?
Drink and buy people drinks and go
to bars. Who doesn't know about
Budweiser girl? I mean, we would go to bars and events and we'd wear our little outfits and we made it cool.
You just flirt.
Basically just flirt. And we'd throw things out. We'd go to concerts. We'd go on the stage. We'd give out. But basically the job is talking to people and making it exciting. But
everybody's already buying Budweiser.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I like it. Anyway.
It was kind of the best job ever, being paid to go out and drink beer. So I started doing promo, and then that led to events. And then I did music festivals. We did reggae festivals. We did another festival here called Bonanza. I did concerts.
What did you do for them?
Everything. I was like, night out.
You look like
live night events. Right now, I did a lot.
You look just like
you could be a great DJ. Yeah.
No, I definitely didn't do that, but I did
in the jacket.
Social media. I did box office. I did the writers. I would talk to the. I would get everything the artists needed. I did a lot of the
what's
promo.
The craziest requests from an artist.
Can I drop names?
Yeah.
Lauren Hill, the bane of my existence. She stayed at the Waldorf and she needed everything that she asked for. It was too much, but
what was it?
She needed the entire floor she was staying on, not just the room she was staying on, but the entire floor to be shampooed with a specific scent.
No.
Yes. No, and she needed the entire floor to be on like 81 degrees or something crazy. Everyone that came onto that floor had to wear like foot covers or something because she was weird about. I don't know. So this was the clencher. Her agent called me and said, I'm not going on unless I have blue chrome nails in an hour. And we were up in
wait, her, the agent's
eyes? Her agent.
Oh, agent for her.
Yes, called and said, we need blue chrome nails and we need them in an hour. And I'm like at the box office doing that. And I'm like, I need to find someone to do Lauryn Hill's nails right now. So I start calling people down in Salt Lake and I find, she won't just settle for one. So I had to find four nail girls. They drop what they're doing.
I would love to be this demanding. I hope yeah. I get that. I want to be this.
I feel like that'd be easy for you.
Yeah, easy. I have a lot of, I have a list.
What do you want right now?
You need press?
I mean, it's not blue chrome nails, I'll tell you that.
So she laid in bed, these four women that I made, drop everything, got in bed with her. She laid in the dark. I heard this after because I talked to the nail ladies. Laid in the dark in her bed, put her hands up, and each person did one nail. And then she chose which one she liked the best and sent everyone else home.
That's
and then
that's dreamy.
No, that's dreamy.
That's dreamy.
And then she came an hour late to the show. So yeah, that.
She was ready for that one.
I wouldn't expect that for that. No.
Every time I hear it, I'm triggered. Every time I hear her song, I'm like, oh, Lauryn Hill.
Those blue chrome nails.
Such a good song.
It's such a good song.
Guys, it's not.
She's an amazing artist. She's where'd she go? Is she around?
No one will book her because
of the nails. They won't book her because of nails.
It's a lot of stuff. So
you got to be careful about being demanding. There's a line. You got to be just shy of too much.
That was well over.
Yeah.
But other than that, usually, like, they're, it's
so
not
so you can thing. Really, what you're saying is you can really cater to the bobbles and lace clients.
Yeah. Seen it all.
You got it. You're ready.
Literally.
So if you have some high demands, you can come on in.
Lay I'm ready.
Stretch out on this couch and say, Madison, blue chrome nails. And she will now. Make it fucking happen.
Yes.
She and will make dreams come true.
Yes. What is, speaking of dreams come true, what's your vision for your brand here in Salt Lake?
Oh, my brand.
Yeah.
I mean, I think since we've only been here for a couple short weeks, and I feel like we've already kind of been establishing our brand. I feel like when people walk in, they say, Salt Lake really needed this. This area really needed this. I mean, I think it's kind of stereotypical baubles, but it's been the cool girl not looking to look expensive but not spend a lot of money. I also think that a lot of places around here have a more conservative look, and the shoppers that have been coming in have been excited to see that we're doing a little bit, you know, funky stuff, different stuff. And yeah, I hope our brand is just a fun place to come hang out and bond and be empowering women.
Love that.
That's amazing. You have a great team too.
Yeah, we love our team.
Really, really great.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. So I have some questions next. I'm going to get a little nosy.
Okay.
And ask for all the Madison super fans out there. How can I look like you? I want
that.
Is the secret? What is the secret? I want to wake up and look like
she that. Drinks 17 Diet Cokes a day.
A lot of Diet Coke, zero water.
Zero water.
No.
Lindsay's on that train too. Zero water.
Yeah. How?
Water.
Teaspoon a day.
That's my toxic train.
A little ripple.
I hate it.
Is that the perfect way to just
a dropper.
A dribble.
I'm good.
I hate water. I just barely started doing a skincare regimen. Probably
what is it?
Last week.
Looks great.
No, someone asked me that some the other day. Some girl was like, "What's your skincare regimen?" And I'm like, "Neutrogena wipes."
That's just a Neutrogena wipes.
Like, cheap ones. Oh, so I need to be better. I literally just went to Sephora a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm at the age where I need to start doing it. But yeah, it's good cheese.
What about what's your beauty secret there, Jessie Bubbles?
Yeah.
He laughs.
Look at this. This is on video.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're lucky enough to be watching this on YouTube, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to put my hat down as far as I can. Try to
work. He goes, she said 2 minutes. He goes, this isn't going to be on camera, right? I'm like, no. You'll be fine. It's just your voice.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. We're all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What is a trend you hope to see die?
Ballet flats.
It's a new trend right now.
I have Barbie feet. I like being in a heel. I feel so uncomfortable in a flat. And yeah, they're just not for me.
I mean, yeah, well, let's not have it die yet. We have a truckload in the back. So.
come by. Actually, just kidding. We love them.
Oh, we love a ballet flat. To die
for. Hot for but for me personally, not my favorite.
So hot right now. We love them.
Yeah.
Okay, what is something that everybody needs?
A good pair of jeans. Come to Baubles and Leaves.
What are your favorite?
I like the pocket dial.
Medium wash. You're a medium wash.
They look
wash.
Good on everybody. They really do. No idea. I'm ready to go.
Nobody gets out of here without a medium wash.
True. But they really do look good on everyone, and I swear on them. So
that's a great.
I live and I die by them.
I love it. So each of our stores also looks incredibly different. Mm-hmm. They do. Yeah. And your store has a very specific aesthetic. So for those of you listening and not watching, describe what we're situated in right now, because it's a very beautiful aesthetic.
It's a vibe.
Describe.
Alexa described my vision as salt burn. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I really ran with it. I don't
minus
know if
the
it.
Tub.
Yeah, no, I want
the tub. I want the tub. We're going to
come in for the tub.
I didn't
understand. Oh, you need
it's
to.
A good one.
I'm fine with the tub.
Okay, great.
Let me
watch it and then
we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Oh.
He licks the tub.
After he his licks. Crush takes a bath, he gets in there and he goes.
But his crush is Jacob Elordi.
So you get it?
Yeah.
He licks the bath. I get
it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why? Just because it's got his
juice in it.
Yeah. His kink.
His manhood.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The rating of this.
It's definitely so pretty.
Not salt burn, this.
Oh, this? This bottles
after dark.
21 plus 6.
This is the first podcast my mom's ever going to listen to, and she's going to have to turn it off.
And it's going
to
be the last. Yeah. Sorry, Nana Bottles. This might not be for you.
Grandma.
Okay, so we're in a salt burn store.
Yes, that's how she described it. And then I felt like I just wanted it to be elevated. I don't know.
Yeah, multiple people come in and say it's like, it's very like French.
I have heard that.
Oh. Not that we don't have a clue what that is. But that's
like, thank you. But yeah, it all came together.
It feels rich. It has a very, it just feels bougie, even though it is exposed brick, which is a little more industrial. Mm-hmm. It just feels rich.
I wanted it to be bougie.
We've had a lot of...
That was definitely the vibe I was going for. When she said Saltburn, I was like,
yes.
You did it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yes. Really accomplished it.
Maybe too well. We have people walk by all the time to hear them say, oh, that's going to be too expensive.
But honestly, the first time I walked into Baubles, I remember this so well, is I was like, I looked at the prices and I said to... Like, how is it priced like this? And I was shocked because it does come across at, I think, every Baubles store to be super expensive. And then it's shockingly not.
Surprise. When we had a pop-up truck in Nantucket. And there's a lot of wealth on that little island.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
And people would come to pay. And I'd tell them the price. And they would misread our labels all the time. So if the jeans were $72, they would be ready to pay $720. They thought there was a zero on the end. Like multiple times they were like, what?
Just kidding. That's how I felt when I first walked into a
school.
So.
That's great.
No. You know, I at the heart of the brand, really in really expensive communities, we had franchisee chat with someone in New York, and she asked, can you make the prices higher here because the rent's higher? I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
That's part of it. True heart of the brand is that fashion should be accessible to everyone.
Right.
Being dressed, having someone dress you and style you should be accessible to everyone. Remember the Pretty Woman moment?
Yeah.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
I refused to return one. Someone wrote it and said I gave them a Pretty Woman experience.
You always get that.
I know you do. I don't know why.
I'm very polarizing. You guys will come to know as we continue to podcast. I'm very team right now.
I say don't. Let her rip.
Yeah, let's go. Get crazy.
She'll what number up. Is this? Is this three?
This is three.
Four.
This is three. Yeah.
So you had one by yourself.
Yeah.
Then one with Megan.
Yeah. know, of course, you guys. So what, the question I want to know as someone who's not a business owner, hopefully someday to be a business owner, what advice would you give to anyone looking to start a business or even particularly a fashion business?
I mean, my advice as of right now is don't be scared. I feel like I would have moments where I would almost have like imposter syndrome. I'm like, I can't do this, but I just kept going and going and going. And it so far, knock on wood, has just turned out to be the best thing we've ever done. So just like,
don't make excuses.
Don't make excuses. Yeah, exactly. And don't like, just keep following your dream, basically.
Cutie Kelsey, your Cutie Kelsey, asked me earlier. She was like, question for you. What is it?
This is a great question.
What was it? You say it better.
Yeah, she said, what advice did you give to your 22-year-old self?
So cute that she asked that.
Yeah. Like, based on who you are today and what you've learned.
Are you asking me?
Both of you, yeah. What advice did you give to your 22-year-old self?
Open a bottle of ice. What are you waiting for? Why did you wait another 23 years to do?
That's right.
I mean, that might seriously. Yeah. But my whole family has been small business owners. It's always been like in my blood. I've always felt like really lived up to what I wanted to do. This is given the opportunity. I wish I had sort of taken the leap earlier. But I'm also glad I waited for something that I think is like the perfect. Yeah. Just made sense at every level.
I would say trust your journey, because I feel like I have made like a lot of bad decisions in my life and a lot of crazy decisions, but I feel like kind of all of my decisions have led me to
me.
You. To this, and it's very full circle of how it's all worked out. So yeah, trust your journey would be my, don't second guess yourself.
It's true. You have to have confidence.
Love that. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's I think really, really difficult to make that jump. So many people want to. And the big question is, A, where to start? I think that paralyzes a lot of people, is where to begin. But it does take incredible courage to be able to follow what it is that you want to do or to follow your journey. I kind of think that fate all the time drops strings in front of you all the time. They dangle these little strings, but it's up to you to actually do the pulling. So for people that are stagnant, I feel like you're missing the strings. Open your eyes. You're big on this. This is,
oh, yeah. Every answer you need is right in front of you.
You love when I say, she loves when I talk about the cards. So how do you look for it? What do you need?
I just think, especially nowadays, like with how digital we are and where social media has taken us, whether that be from a shopping experience to a dating app to anything, I think that we shelter ourselves from a lot of social interactions, which are actually the most beautiful gifts that we have in life. You know, you had moved to Maine and you were lonely and you were looking for something and you found it in Baubles and Lace, but had our employees not greeted you so warmly and made you feel at home and welcome, you probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. We wouldn't be having this conversation. So I think just interacting with people and being curious without any intentions really leads you to the most like beautiful experiences. And we all are so connected, genuinely.
And I'm sure the last thing Matt thought he would ever be doing is opening Women's Boutique in Salt Lake City. So
yeah, if we asked him this 3 years ago, he'd be like, huh?
Doing a podcast in a Gucci jacket. Yeah.
I went to school for this.
What's your background?
Yeah. I don't really know. Like,
tell all the your fans out there. Don't say.
I was in like sales and marketing for like 20 years. Okay. So yeah. I don't
know. Did you like it?
I love sales.
Sales is fun.
I love sales, but it wasn't like it wasn't numbers oriented.
Yeah.
So yeah, you so like I went to digital marketing because I could kind of sell, but do it with sort of more numbers backing.
What is digital marketing?
Yeah. What is that?
It's like SEO, right? Getting your site to rank higher.
Okay.
Do you write code? Are you, what do you do?
No, I don't write any code.
So what do you do? What are you doing?
It's just strategizing. It's optimizing your campaigns.
But physically, what is that? What does that look like?
That's a lot of time in a couple of
platforms. Is it like a lot of copywriting?
No, I don't have to do any copywriting. I have somebody for that.
I'm genuinely very curious. Many people I know are in digital marketing.
What is it? What are you doing? No one will tell me.
What Kelsey does digital marketing. It's just the social media side, but yeah, just anything online. That's
marketing. Right, and I'm going to this bomb. He also owns a digital horse site.
What's a digital pony site?
I'm sorry. Are we talking furries? Are we talking bronies?
Digital pony.
Are you a brony?
He buys and sells.
I have a website.
Horses.
I have a website.
And people buy them.
That people that breed fake digital horses sign up for my website to get the most likely outcomes for their fake horse sex.
Matt,
you didn't see that coming.
Do you mean?
What's the ROI on that?
Pretty good.
What is this site? I am.
What is the worst? To look it up. What is the
Zedge.run for? This is a lot of the big crossover.
Spelling.
Big crossover between.
I usually don't talk about it.
Digital horse racing and
Zedge.
Spell it.
Zedge.run. RUN.
That's intense.
Yeah. Just.
How are you keeping this from us?
What is the lowest price digital horse going to cost me?
Oh my God, it's like pennies now. But it used to be, I think the most expensive one sold for like $400,000.
Wait, you made $400,000?
No, I didn't have that horse.
How do you get that horse?
It's not a real horse?
No, it's a fake horse.
How do you get that horse?
It's
not a real horse.
How do you get
What do you do with the horse?
Watch we'll some race
one.
Right now.
We shouldn't. We should.
You race and bet.
You don't bet because it's your horse. You pay to enter the race and the winner gets 70% of the
But like horses will sell for like $10,000 a couple times.
This is
not where we thought incredible. The podcast was going.
This isn't bad.
I can't believe that we brought this
down. This isn't
talking. Yelled at me my whole life.
This is incredible. How do you get to the level where you can sell a $400,000 horse? How do you get to that level?
He has a...
They're all born with like, you know.
Born?
They're born. You breed them.
He has a breeding site and it teaches...
Is it sexy? Are we breeding?
Who to breed with? The studs go in the stud barn and then you pay to breed with a stud if you have a female. Okay. And then you get a baby horse.
And then, what?
And then you race it in the big maiden tournament, which is all the horses that haven't raced yet. And there's a big pot for that.
Put that mic up. I want to hear it.
So
can I ask you, can I ask a personal question? Yeah. What is the highest price horse you've ever sold?
Highest price I've ever sold? Yeah. Probably like $15,000.
Holy. Yeah. We're in the wrong business, folks. Horses.
But that was
not.
That was the sort of NFT.
You need Wi-Fi.
Do you know about horses? Are you a horse?
I know.
Are you an equestrian? Do you have even
ridden horses? I think I've ridden a horse once. Yeah. Yeah.
It's more of a I have horse trauma.
Do you?
Yeah. My mom sent me to summer camp 1 year with my friend Jill. And she's like, let's do horseback riding. I'm like, that sounds like so much fun. So I packed all my limited 2 sets.
Oh, the best. Okay. The best.
With my scrunchies. And meanwhile, the entire camp, I was shoveling shit all day long.
Not in your
all day long. In my limited 2 sets, I was like, "What?" I go to my counselor. I go, "This is shoveling. Like I'm a slave. My mother paid thousands of dollars for me to be here, and every day I wrote a letter home about how miserable I was. And she didn't get them until after I came back. And then my parents read them out loud and laughed because they're cruel.
I went to horse camp. Yeah, it's a time.
All you do is shovel shit. And then I get on a horse and it fucks
sailing
me off.
Sailing camp's better.
Not worth it. Oh, sailing camp is much
better. Fake horse.
fake horses don't. I got to get to the fake horse game.
There was no shoveling. I also heard saying
that. It's just insane.
No one knows trauma like someone that don't be hamster.
That's true.
Like you owned a hamster.
Yeah.
You have
trauma. Put the chair.
Nothing goes well.
Have you guys heard her hamster trauma?
No. I have some hamster trauma. Yeah.
What's your trauma?
Well, I have two. One, I remember we got home from a movie and the hamsters were giving birth. Jeez. So hamsters were like popping, and like my brother and I were like, we don't know if we should look or shouldn't look. Like it was just a lot. It was a lot. And then
that is traumatic.
Were they gummy bears?
Yeah, I still remember. It was in my brother's room and we were just kind of traumatized but also obsessed.
How old were you? That would be scary for a child.
Yeah, that would be scary.
We were like 11. He was probably like 8.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it was weird. Hamster. And then he also had a hamster named Pickles.
Great name.
And Pickles passed away. My mom like let Pickles not live. It wasn't great. And
did she kill Pickles?
No. He like overheated or something. My brother was like really attached to Pickles. Nice. So my mom and I had to go and get a replacement Pickles. And
you know the difference.
No.
You never
find. Doesn't listen to this, but yeah, so he's really sad.
That is sad. Lindsay, this is horrifying.
No.
It's horrifying. So my son goes, let's get a hamster. He had a lisp at the time. So we get him, he picks one.
Yeah.
And they're really freaking cute. Love animals. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get one too. So I picked one out.
And named it.
And, well, he named his Timmy, but they're all girls. But that's beside the point. Listen, it's whoever you want to be, I support. Yeah. And I named mine Britney Spears, of course, because why wouldn't I?
Makes sense.
And then we put them in the cage, and all is well. Your sisters, they love each other. Timmy, yep, little Timmy and Britney. So I come home with cleaning the cage, as a good hamster owner does, and it's probably a couple months, you know. Oh, we take him out every night. We kiss him. We hug him. We do all the hamster things. And I open the little house where they sleep. There's Britney Spears. She's headless.
Headless. All she has is what? Tell them what she has left.
She just, it's like her head exploded.
Wait, what?
And she just has a bottom jaw.
That's way worse than Pickles.
All that's left is a bottom jaw. It looked like her head exploded.
What happened?
Timmy ate Britney.
What?
Timmy ate it.
Timmy ate it.
Timmy ate her. So,
no, they did that.
Well, they do. Reminded.
So, that's hamster trauma.
Hamster trauma. I hide it from my son. What happened to Brittany? I'm like, oh, she got old and died. And so we buried it.
Gonna happen.
So I'm trauma. I take the little house to my husband. I'm like, oh, you're going to help me. So the husband, God bless him, took care of headless Britney, buried her, whatever. This is a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. Guess who's still alive and well?
Timmy.
Yeah, he's got the life force now.
Oh.
He ate the life force, and every night still, little Jenny, bless his soul, takes out little Timmy and kisses him and loves him, and all I can think
and you're just
goddamn cannibal. So murdered your sister. It's gross. So, yeah, there's no trauma like hamster trauma.
Yeah. Hamsters are, very dramatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm back a lot.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I call that off your chest. Same. I've been holding that pickles thing in, so we're good.
This is an interesting conversation.
Yeah, is this going to be like one of those things where the sections have like titles for the podcast? Because this is going to be a wild
one. Yeah.
This is a wild one.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot of shit.
Yeah. I'm reeling.
Reeling. So let's finish with some rapid fire questions.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. I'll ask her one.
Okay.
And then you ask her one. It gives us time to think.
Okay.
You go first.
No, you go first. You said you were going to go first.
Okay. I don't know what kind of questions you're going to do.
I don't know. We should
before.
Okay.
So we do any kind of question. Okay, what's your fashion pick? No, you can't say that line.
Fashion egg. Yeah, Matt's fashion, generally. Just kidding. yeah, that's my answer.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, yes or no?
No.
Cher.
Love.
Great.
Hamster.
If you had a dog, what would you name it?
Dewey.
Do you want babies?
Yes. I mean, some days I'm a little scared, but yeah, generally.
It's a good question.
Thank you.
Where's your second location going to be?
Park City.
Oh my God. I'm interjecting. I talked to my barber about this today.
Oh, that's great.
And he said the wildest thing. He said, yeah, Park City would be good. Yeah. But you know what would be absolutely perfect? Scottsdale. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know it would be. I know
that's exactly what.
It's like,
that's what Lindsay, that's what Lindsay says.
Yeah. That would be a really big
spot. Scottsdale's on my radar. We actually had a pop-up. We did our pop-up truck there. We've been there. We've market tested it.
But yeah, you would mention that. You
God damn. We did. I will say when we landed here, I did maps. How far Scottsdale's
from here? Yeah. Flight.
A 10-hour drive. Our flight, a 10-hour drive.
No clue where we are in this country.
I don't get it.
How's the
Did you know Scottsdale and Phoenix are like 10 minutes
apart? Yeah, they're like just little sister city.
Where's Arizona? Like
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I don't get it.
It's close. It's not a bad idea.
I almost said it because I remember her saying it would be one of her favorite spots. And yeah, he said it randomly. I was like, okay, well, maybe we need to think about this.
I like it.
Scottsdale's a gold mine.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the community. I love the people. I love it. But I now love Salt Lake City.
Me too.
I love it here. I love it here so much.
So before we wrap, where can we find you? How can people contact you? Tell us how anyone can find you.
Oh my gosh. Madison Whitney on Instagram. But more importantly, Bobbles and Lace SLC.
I love it.
One final note here. We are giving a finder's fee for anyone who can bring Salt Lake City housewife into this house.
They need to be in here.
If you know them, if you bring them, if you refer them, you can. You want to know what you win? You win the jacket.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Yes. Yes. That's perfect.
And someday at auction, that will be worth a lot. Someday.
Do we know what's... Sure, I'm allowed to ask questions.
Yeah, you can.
Who would be your number one housewife to show up?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
I know your three.
So I don't know what your phone is.
I think I'm Mary.
Mary for you. Okay. What about you, Madison? Oh, this is a great final question.
So weird.
She's sorry.
So
weird. Jen Shaw, because I would be
iconic. I agree. Oh,
that doesn't count. She can't Jen.
Like, you know when Teresa Giudice got out of jail?
Yeah.
Oh, she had like, kind of, you know, the Lexus. You pronounce, she says Judice, but it's Giudice. That's how you say it. Ridiculous.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
All right.
Anyway, I think mine of the Salt Lake women.
Lisa
Barlow. She made it all about her, but like I would be in it.
Yeah. I'm Meredith all day.
Oh, we all have different ones.
Okay. And Heather.
Yeah, Heather too.
So we do. She's awesome. What does she say? Timelines.
Receipts.
Oh, yeah.
Timelines.
Receipts.
Proof. Screenshots. All that.
I love it.
She's the boss.
Those two are mine. But we actually have a ski line that you'll be carrying this winter, which is really, really exciting. Designed by me. Shameless plug. But little tidbit, both Meredith and Heather own the winter sports. So love to meet you. Come on down and be styled by Madison. You'll be treated like a goddamn queen.
Yeah. And come say hi to Daddy Bobbles.
Yeah.
He'll greet
Monday,
you.
With Monday morning, 7:38.
That's his shift.
Get the graveyard shift.
Break it down, boss.
Yeah. We love it. We love it.
Well, thank you both so much. We're so incredibly proud of both of you.
We love you guys
so much.
We're so excited to work together and see where you take this.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah. Really. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Mic drop.
Ciao, everybody.
Thank you all. Till next time.